Hello, my dear. I was just in bed masturbating when I started thinking. We get along great. You're a sweet guy, and there's nobody I'd rather be with. Except there's just one teensy-weensy problem.
Your cock is too small. And I've outgrown it.
You should have seen the massive dildo I was taking just now. My legs were spread apart, and I was squirming and squirting until my sheets were soaked. It was not one, not two, but 5 inches longer than yours. It was so thick, too. Whatever size you're thinking about, it's definitely bigger. There was a time when I had a dildo that was just about your size, maybe a bit bigger. When I used it, I always thought about you. Dreamed about your arms around me and my legs wrapped around you. But even though I couldn't admit it to myself, I craved bigger, wanted bigger, needed bigger. And now that I'm being true to myself, there's no way I'm going back. That dildo I was using, it was the size of my forearm. Now I could stretch myself until my pussy and mind split in half in overwhelming pleasure, satisfying myself in a way you could only dream your tiny cock was capable of. At first, my toy collection was just a vibrator and a dildo or two. But since last month, I've filled a whole cabinet with dozens of dildos. Some thicker, some longer. Others curved hit my G-spot just right. I fantasized about countless men while using them. Men in movies, past lovers, and even passing strangers. I just can't help being such a whore. There's just so much cock to crave. In fact, just before I called you, for old time's sake, I tried using the dildo that's about your size. Only to realize that it bottomed out long before it got near my weak spots. Crazy that I ever thought you were satisfying me. But now that I know what my pussy needs, there's no going back. I used to finger myself to warm up. But now, I warm up with a dildo bigger than you. That's right. You're not even an appetizer these days. There was a time when your cock was almost enough for me. But it's safe to say, those days are long gone. So this got me thinking. We need to discuss the parameters of our relationship. It's not a matter of who I'll be fucking. It's a matter of how many. And of course, whether or not you'll be getting any of my leftover pussy at all. I know this might hurt, so to be clear, I still want to be with you. I still care about you so much. After all, you can't help coming up short for something like this. Oh yeah, I almost forgot to mention. I'm going out soon. Whether it's just a friend, or a hot new guy, you'll never know. Make sure to have dinner ready. Bye, sweetie.